At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, January 9th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, you guessed it, we're going to go to the biggest game of the year in college football, the national championship game, kicking off tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN between Georgia and TCU. Currently, we have Georgia listed as a 13-point neutral site favorite with a total of 63.5. Now, going into this matchup, TCU is 13-1. They're ranked number 3 in the country. And they're coming off a big upset win over Michigan in the College Football Playoff semifinals. They beat the Wolverines 51-45, winning outright as an 8-point neutral site dog. Meanwhile, Georgia, 14-0, number 1 in the country, undefeated. But they did just squeak by, barely, Ohio State, 42-41. And did not cover that line. Even though they won, they didn't cover as a 4.5-point neutral site favorite. Had to win. They were a big comeback, and Ohio State missing a field goal, potential winning field goal late, just as the clock struck midnight, if you remember, on New Year's Eve. Now, going to this matchup, very interesting line movement here. You had Georgia open as a big favorite, a minus 13.5-point neutral site favorite. And early on, all money appeared to be going with TCU. We saw TCU quickly get down from plus 13.5 down to plus 13, down to plus 12.5. So the early movement was all toward TCU. And we pretty much stayed at TCU getting 12.5 for multiple days. It felt like all week. And then quietly during the NFL regular season finale yesterday, you actually started to see, including today, some late buyback here on Georgia. When this line got down to Georgia minus 12.5, and we kind of sat there for a while, no movement, you started to see over the last 24, 48 hours, buyback on Georgia. Looks like pros came back on the minus 12.5 Georgia. They hit Georgia at minus 12.5, now up to minus 13. And some shops appear to be maybe even inching back toward minus 13.5. So again, if you look at the open to current, it looks like it kind of never moved at all. You open minus 13.5 Georgia, you're trending back to minus 13.5 Georgia. But in between, all liability did appear to be on TCU. So again, kind of a battle of line movement early all toward TCU, but late all back toward Georgia. Now, if you look at the betting percentages, TCU is the public play. 67% of bets are taking TCU in the points. And again, it looked like Pro and Joe early. It was always a majority of public bettors on TCU, but also the line movement. Now you're starting to see that contrarian buyback there on Georgia, bringing this line back up to 13 or 13 and a half. Now, if you look at systems here, they would match quite a bit with TCU. Now, we have seen so far this bowl game season, dogs have barked pretty loud. Dogs this bowl game season are 23 and 18 against the spread, 56%. Dogs with a line move in their favor, so technically you still have that with TCU going from plus 13 and a half now to 13. Again, even though some books are creeping back to 13 and a half, but that dog with a line move, 8-3 against the spread, 73% this postseason. You saw New Year's Eve, both TCU and Ohio State, they were dogs with line moves in their favor that came through. You also look at when we get to the national championship game, kind of like when you get to NFL playoffs or the Super Bowl, the sports books, just the odds makers, they have so much data and information on both of these teams. They have so many box scores to recreate that when they set these numbers, they're really sharp numbers, even more, you know, sharper than kind of regular season matchup, just because you have so much information and data on these teams that when you set a really sharp number, it takes a lot of respective money to move off of that number. So the early money really did lean to TCU. Again, late money going back to Georgia. If you look at national championship line moves, though, just the last eight national championship games, whoever the line moves toward has gone 6-2 against the spread. So again, technically that would match with TCU, 13.5 down to 13. My buddy Steve Mackinnon, or my colleague at VEASAN, who does a fantastic job basically kind of putting together all of our betting systems and looking at sports betting from a bunch of different angles. I really respect Steve's work. He highlighted a bunch of different trends here that would lead toward TCU. If you look at double-digit bowl favorites, they're 6-1 straight up this postseason, but only 2-5 ATS, so they typically win but don't cover. And that jives with kind of the last 5 years of data. The last 5 years of bowl seasons, double-digit favorites are 28-7 straight up, but only 14-21 ATS. TCU in particular, they're 8-1-1 against the spread in their last 10 matchups against elite defenses, allowing 17.5 points or less. Kind of what you saw last week with, obviously, TCU putting up points against Wolverines, very good defense for Michigan. Also, if you look at Georgia off a close win, if Georgia wins a game by 3 points or less, then next week, the last 10 times this happened, they're only 1-9 ATS. So it's kind of like you squeak by and, you know, it's not like you bounce back in a big way. You kind of continue to squeak by there. And then also national championship game bowl favorites of 5 points or more, they're only 4-11 against the spread since 1999. So the bigger favorites haven't covered. We've had kind of these tighter championship games just in general. So early movement, TCU got down to 12.5. We're now back up to 13 or even 13.5 across the board. Again, public is TCU, but TCU also matches quite a few betting systems. Also, we could be in store for a high-scoring game here. The total opened at 61.5. We've seen it get bet up all the way to 63.5. Currently, 77% of bets are taking the over. We have seen since 2005 in national championship games, the over is 12-6-1. So it's been these have been high-scoring games. We saw, obviously, on New Year's Eve, those both semifinal games felt like they were like 100 points each. Scored a ton there, easily took the over or cashed the over. Georgia is 4-1 to the over their last five. You have seen both teams put up about 40 points a game on offense. And by the way, this game will be played in a dome. It will be played at SoFi Stadium, which is the home of the Rams and the Chargers in the NFL. So perfect conditions here. No, you're not outdoors. You have no weather. Obviously, domes, it's baked into the cake in terms of the way the odds makers set the line. But you do see domes, you know, more offense in general just because of the faster track and the lack of weather there. So, again, should be a great game tonight. Looked like a clear TCU play early in the week with a line move. Starting to get that Georgia buyback here. And again, a lot of betting here toward the over and maybe a higher scoring game.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest tonight, we're going to look toward the NBA slate. We have six games overall and one game that caught my eye, the Milwaukee Bucks and the New York Knicks. This is a 7:30 p.m. game at Madison Square Garden. Currently, the Bucks are listed as a short 2-point road favorite with a total of 222. Going into this one, the Bucks 25-14, but they just fell to the Hornets 138-109. They're a 10-point home favorite. They lost outright in that one. They're only 2-2 their last four games. Meanwhile, the New York Knicks, they're playing pretty good ball right now. They're 22-18. They've won four straight games. They just beat Toronto 112-108. They covered that game or won it outright actually as a 4-point road dog. Now, this is a pretty sharp reverse line move, classic reverse line move toward the New York Knicks. I'd be leaning the Knicks in the points here. This actually opened Bucks on the road laying -3. I saw a 3.5 opener. I saw a 2.5 opener. I'll split the difference, call it a 3 or 2.5. It's now down to 2. So regardless of the opener here, all these opening lines got adjusted toward the Knicks. again, I really look a lot at opening numbers and how they move, because odds makers, you know, they'll put out their number at low limits. Obviously, they don't want to put out a bad number at high limits and get crushed by a big bet. But they'll basically let the sharps kind of mold that number. It looks like they molded it early toward the New York Knicks. Sharps had their projections ready to go. Maybe they're saying, hey, we got this closer to a 1 or 2 point game. We're getting, you know, a 3.5, a 3, a 2.5 at the open. Boom. Hit the Knicks, cause that line to move in their favor. But again, that's notable because 78% of bets are on the Bucks. Public is all over Bucks here, yet lines moving to the Knicks. If the Bucks are getting 78% of bets, they open -3.5, -3, 2.5. Why are the odds makers dropping the line to make it easier for the public to cover with the Bucks? Well, it's because respective money seems to be going Knicks in this one. Only getting 22% of bets in one of the most heavily bet games of the night. So pretty good bet against the public value there. Also, we've seen home dogs in the NBA do very well. If you're just a classic, you're at home, you're getting points. 124-88 against the spread, 59%. You're up 25 units playing those home dogs, so it's pretty good just in general. We have seen a little bit of movement toward the under. This total opened 222. You're down to 221.5 at some shops. I mean, I think I mentioned 222 at the opener, but the more I look at it, a lot of these books are down to 221.5. That's notable because, again, public play to the over. 81% of bets are on the over, yet the total fell. Milwaukee is 12-6 to the under on the road. They've been a good under team as a visitor. They're 5-2 to the under the last 7 head-to-head between these teams. And you look at Milwaukee, as great as they are, they're only number 25 offensive efficiency. They haven't been that efficient on offense. Defensively, though, pretty good. They're number 4, and the Knicks are number 9 defensively. So two good defenses, not great offense. They've trended under. Public's on the over, yet the total's falling. So looks like a little bit of under money coming in here. Last time these teams played on November 30th, it was a 109-103 win for Milwaukee. But again, some good sharp reverse line movement on the New York Knicks tonight. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, you know I gotta have some action on the national championship game. And this one, it worries me for one very big obvious reason, but I'm gonna take the points here with TCU. So the reason why it worries me, just to get that out of the way, is that TCU is the public play. I'm a contrarian bettor. I don't like taking the public side. Again, and right now you are getting TCU getting 67% of bets, so really don't enjoy that. That's not a good thing. I want to bet against the public. I don't want to be with the public. But the reason why I'm going to take TCU, and again, I also don't like the late buyback toward Georgia. So here I am kind of, you know, already putting out my red flags to start with. But Georgia, again, was -12.5 the other day. Now they're up to -13, even 13.5 here. But the reason why I'm going to take TCU in the points here is that, to be honest with you guys, I've been riding dogs all bowl game season. I've been riding dogs for years and years and years when it comes to bowl games in college football playoff. And guess what? Dogs have barked and done very, very well. So I'm going to dance with the one who brung me when it comes to these bowl game dogs. Again, don't love that TCU's public. Don't love the buyback here on Georgia. But now I'll shop around. I do see some 13.5s out there. I'll take TCU +13.5. Now, if it gets to 14, that's going to be pretty scary because that's a key number. So we don't want it to get to 14 if you're TCU. On the one hand, you're like, oh, I'd like to get 14 points, that big key round number. But you kind of don't want it to get there if you like TCU, because that'll be a reluctance on the book's part to go to the key number. But anyway, despite being public, despite this late buyback Georgia, the reasons why I like TCU are all these bowl game systems. Again, bowl game dogs are 56% ATS this year. If you have a line move, you're 73%. I played both TCU and Ohio State on New Year's Eve. Both dogs came through for me. You look at these sharp line moves when it comes to championship games. They're 6-2 ATS their last 8 games, in which you see the line move in your favor. And again, technically you still have that because we're kind of 13.5 off the 13.5 opener. But also it's Steve Mackinnon, again, who I really respect at VSiN, does a fantastic job. Doesn't get the credit he deserves as a wise guy. Does a great written content. But Steve highlighted a bunch of systems that really kind of lean me to TCU. Again, bowl game favorites, 6-1 straight up, 2-5 ATS this year, win but don't cover. Last 5 years, 28-7 straight up, win but don't cover, 14-21 ATS. TCU 8-1-1 ATS, last 10 against an elite defense. Georgia off a 3-point win or less, just 1-9 ATS. National championship favorites of 5 or more, just 4-11 against the spread since 1999. So the more I think about it, you know, again, I don't love the public. Like, if I lose this bet, I'll be like, Josh, what an idiot you were. You took the public play, and there was late buyback Georgia. And again, that's something that I'll have to live with. But to me, it's not exactly as much of a current-based play, I would say. It's kind of a betting system play, I would say. More of a historical angle, how these dogs have barked in the postseason, how they've barked in particular when it comes to championship games, how bigger favorites haven't covered in championship games. So, again, I'm going to take TCU here. I don't love that they're trendy. Typically, I like to bet against these teams. Like, if you had, for me, like, if Georgia had all these system matches that TCU has, like, if you flipped it and it was late buyback Georgia, okay, that can make a case to lay the points here. But all my systems are TCU, and Steve Mackinnon's systems are all TCU. So, again, I've been playing dogs all bowl season long. I got to stick with my strategy here. I'm going to take another dog in this one. Give me TCU plus 13.5. Shop around. Find that hook. My other sweat of the night. You know I got to fit in an NHL bet as a puckhead, your resident puckhead over here. But I'm going to go Seattle Kraken. Release the Kraken. I'm on the Kraken at minus 185. The Kraken are on the road at Montreal. Kraken opened at minus 175. They're up to minus 185. Straight off the bat, you've seen line movement in favor of Seattle. They would match non-division steam. If you're getting 10 cents or more of steam for one team in a non-division matchup, lack of familiarity, you go with the big money. 204 and 123, 62%. Sweet spot big favorites between minus 175 and minus 225. They're 107 and 46 this year, 70%. Favorites off a win are 63%. A road favorite off a win, 66%. A road favorite sweet spot. If you are minus 150 to minus 200 as a road favorite, you're 47 and 21, 69%. Road favorites of minus 175 or more, 54 and 21, 72%. So I got a lot of matches on Seattle. By the way, Seattle has won four straight games. Montreal is just 2-10 their last 12. They've struggled. Seattle is 9-6 as a favorite, 12-4-2 on the road. Montreal just 14-20 as a dog, 8-10 at home. So Seattle favorite and on the road has been profitable. Montreal at home and as a dog has been a losing bet. And I'm going to really put a lot of stock into the offense of Seattle. They're averaging 3.7 goals a game versus just 2.7 for Montreal. That's a full goal difference there in favor of Seattle. Defensively, allowing 3.2 goals a game versus 3.8. And a much better power play here. I'll bank on that. Hopefully get the man advantage and you cash in. But 22% power play conversion rate versus 15% for Montreal. So I'm going to sweat the Kraken. Release the Kraken! I got the Kraken at minus 185. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, January 9th. Reminder, if you want to get up-to-date coverage and everything that's going on in the sports betting market, in particular at VSiN, easiest way to do it for free, sign up for our VSiN Daily newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email. You'll wake up every day to our great sports betting coverage, getting you started for the sweats that particular day. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the national championship game. Enjoy the sweats in the NBA and the NHL. Let's see if we can post a winner here to start our week, because as a wise man, the wise man of VSiN likes to say, cash and tickets. That's what it's all about. Also, shout out to our colleague Stormy Bonantoni, who, by the way, will be the sideline reporter tonight, representing VSiN, or representing ESPN, actually. She wears a bunch of hats here, but our colleague Stormy will be the sideline reporter for the championship game. So good luck, Stormy, on the call tonight. But enjoy the sweats. Happy Monday. And before you know it, we'll have NFL playoffs. So enjoy the sweats. Have a good day. Good luck. And do not forget to tip your ticket right. Good luck, everyone. Have a great Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.